You and I, by faith, but without faith it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe He is, and He is a rewarder. He is God, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. And tonight we're looking at faith to represent Him, We're agents for the kingdom of God. And one thing about this, we're not secret agents. Amen. We're not secret agents, okay? As representatives, we're not to hold back the gospel of Jesus Christ from a lost and dying world. Let's leave it like that. Hallelujah. The scripture reference we're looking at tonight is in Acts chapter 4, verse number 33, where he says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." Amen. You would say, well, I'm not an apostle, but you're the resurrected of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth me shall never die." So as we look at this, we live and operate in a resurrected life. And so look with me in Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 11. It's familiar scripture. And through this study, when we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's power, you say, well, have you used this scripture before? Yes, but it's supposed to, the more we speak about it, the more we talk about it, the more it becomes part of our life and it becomes activated in us, okay? God just doesn't desires for us to be more than just hearers. We become doers, amen? And so in Romans 8, verse number 11, the Word of God says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you." That quickeneth comes from the Greek word zoupoio, which means to make alive. In other words, we're alive and active for the kingdom of God. We may have died to self, but we're not dead. Hello? We're alive and well. And sometimes that's the problem in the world today, is the church is dead and not alive in the world. And the church needs to arise and shine and let the light shine and let the glory of the Lord rise upon them. And so as we're looking at this, we're looking at His Word. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by His Word of God, by the Word of God, as we speak this word, it should be activating something inside our inner being, okay? In our core. It's kind of interesting. So first, when I think about power, he reminded me of power to tread. Now, power to tread on something is to step on. If you work out on the treadmill, you got to take some steps. And if you don't take those steps, the treadmill doesn't have any effect. You just can't watch it go around and expect to have an effect in your body. Okay? Play some nice music and dance while it's moving. All right? And Jesus said this. Look with me in Luke chapter 10. Verse number 19, power to tread. He says, "Behold," Jesus speaking, "I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In other words, let's not get big-headed about the power that's been instilled through us. It's His power, not our power. Amen? It's the power of God working and operating in and through you and I. Because if we tried to get it and do it in the natural, if we tried to tread on a serpent, we would probably get a serpent bite. But if we did it in the spirit out of obedience to God, that serpent had to come into submission to God. Because God is the creator of all things. Amen? So, in other words, when we say these things, sometimes they say, well, Pastor, I tried that and that didn't work. Well, you know, there's a lot of things in life. When I remember when I first started to ride a bike. The first time I started pedaling, it didn't work. I fell down. Okay? And then I got scraped up. Amen? But I kept on pedaling until I got it. You know? And you keep trusting the Lord by faith to tread on the serpent and over the scorpions and all evil. Amen? And he's going to be with us. Right? Hallelujah. And he's also power to speak. Power to speak. In Luke chapter 12, verse number 11, the word of God says this, and when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto the magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing you shall answer or what thing you shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. In other words, every time I plan a speech, it never works. Hello? Amen. But when I depend and rest in the power of the Holy Ghost and his guidance, the Father knows just what needs to be said to the listener. He knows the things that are hidden from me in the natural that is revealed to him. So in other words, even when somebody is coming at you for the faith, sometimes it's best just to say nothing and smile. You know, I had an opportunity today to go to the dentist. What a great opportunity that is for my six-month checkup and get my teeth cleaned. And the hygienist that I've had for so long, her dad's sick, so she's out. And the other lady was there, that she's no longer there. And there was a new lady that was going to be pulled around in my mouth. and when I got there, it was just like the Lord said, just chill. Let the love of me just flow through you. And I said, can I do something? Can I play some music? And I put on some worship music. We just had the most wonderful time. It was the best teeth cleaning I've ever had. I've never had a teeth cleaning before when I wasn't singing, but my heart was worshiping the Lord. And as I was worshiping the Lord, it took my focus of all the juggling and jamming that she was doing inside of my mouth, you know? Amen? And so it's just like, hey, I didn't think, you know, God will show us what to do at that time, in that moment. I think that's kind of probably a corny example, but that's something that happened with me today. It was fresh. Amen. It wasn't old. It wasn't something I used before. You know. But I thank God I got a good report. Hallelujah. She said, yeah, you got a big mouth. It's easy to work in. And all the church said, amen. Amen. She didn't quite put it like that. Hallelujah. But we have power. We also have power to discern. When I was thinking about discerning, you know, the Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And when I was looking at this, turn with me in Acts chapter 6. Here's Stephen. He's getting ready to be stoned to death. And he's before these people. Well, he knows where he's going, okay? And you know, he knows he's going to be caught up into glory. Amen? And you know this suffering is but for a moment, but it's going to work for him a far more exceeding weight of glory that's coming. And it wasn't only just for Stephen. You see, Stephen was doing this for you and I. And because we find in the Word in Acts chapter 6, verse number 10, the Word of God says this, "And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake." Here's a man that's getting ready to be stoned to death for Jesus. And he wasn't one of the Pharisees or one of the Sadducees. He wasn't one of the brilliant scholars. But there was so much wisdom that flowed. You know, that's why the Bible says that the wisdom of God is foolishness in the man. You know, and God in the right time, in the right hours. I've seen God show the depths of things, you know. And it's kind of amazing, you know, in ministry sometimes you have opportunity. I remember at a palace with a president of a nation, the Lord spoke forth wisdom and wisdom came out. And it wasn't me, it was the wisdom of God. It was the voice of God. So no matter where we're at, you know, sometimes we would say, well, I'm not capable of doing that. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me if Christ called me to do it. Hello? Don't leave out. It's just like you just can't do anything because Christ gives you strength. But if God calls you to do it, Christ will strengthen you to do it. Amen? His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen? So all it's about us being sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And the guidance of the Spirit that God gave us. He also gives us by power to rebuke. Remember that all scriptures as given by the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Reproof is to rebuke, to reprove, for reproof. Look with me in Micah chapter 3. The prophet Micah says this. And verse number 8, isn't this cool? I got this new Bible for pastor appreciation. And, I'm already getting into it. I'll wear this in pretty quick. Amen. I got two markers in this Bible. And it's big enough words for me to see. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't we grateful for big print? Hallelujah. In verse number 8, the prophet Micah says this, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment, and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin." Because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. When he's correcting him, he's speaking the word of God. This is the spoken, written word of God. So as the prophet was speaking it, it was directly from the Lord. So if I have a word that is directly spoken from the Lord, I can be a copycat. I can be an imitator. We're to be imitators of Christ, right? I can do just the same thing that Micah did by the anointing of God. But you have to watch where you place the word, because it has to be God speaking the word for the situation. Because sometimes you start rebuking when God wants you to edify and to build up. And that's where the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit comes in. Because if we're not sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll act out of our flesh. And we'll say, this is what they need. Blah, 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 blah. And it causes damage. Amen? So as we're looking at this, and the Lord's given us the instruction here, you know, he says, in Acts 1:8, we have power to witness. He says, but you shall receive power After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Amen. And we're to witness. We're to witness by the power of the anointing of God. As we're witnessing the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. His mercy and His grace is abounding towards you and I. Amen. And it has to abound towards the one that we're sharing with. So He's called us to. He's given us power to witness. I know that when you're operating and sharing the gospel, it's the power of the gospel to save. Amen. And the power is, here's the thing. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. You don't understand, Pastor. I don't talk to people. I'm not a preacher. God didn't say that you were a preacher. He said that you were a witness. And if you have the Holy Spirit, how many have the Holy Spirit in here? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me everywhere. And in other words, when I went to Zop Dental Care in Elkton today, I didn't go there as Carl Sly. Their appointment was with Carl Sly. But I went there as a representative from heaven. Hello? When I went into the restaurant, to the Italian restaurant, when I went and ministered to the owner, and I ministered to the waitresses, I was a representative from heaven. I'm an agent. You and I are agents from heaven. And our witness isn't always about opening our mouth to share the gospel. Our witness is in our life, in our reaction when they bring us something we didn't ask for. Our witness is when something doesn't taste right, how we react. How we react if the person isn't nice and kind. I'm an agent representing heaven. So as a representative of heaven, amen, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus react? That's what we have to recognize. And God wants you and I to understand. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. And if the one that is in you is Christ Jesus, there's more of Him coming out of you than the world. Hello? Amen. And how does this happen? Because we're wrestling, we're not battling with flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness of high places. We're not battling with people. Our witness is more important than what the response that we get. It's not always about how I've been treated. It's more about how I treat others. Amen? Hey, guess what? We're all growing. But none of us have arrived. I haven't found my arrival button yet. Yeah, I haven't got it yet. Hallelujah. So, as a witness, the Apostle Paul had such an anointing upon him because he knew who he was in Christ Jesus. And he was allowing the Spirit of God to manifest himself wherever he went. So look with me in Acts chapter 19. We're looking at power to heal. Uh, And the Bible says in verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. In other words, the apostle Paul was so full of Jesus, his clothes become Jesus. Come on. And if it wasn't possible for you and I, he wouldn't have gave you the same thing. It's written in the Word of God. And I've been in meetings where handkerchiefs were put on people and people were healed. I've been in those meetings. So he's alive and he's well still today. Amen? And he's getting ready to unleash some things. Hallelujah. So we're a witness. We witness in our lives. We have the power to heal. You lay hands on the sick. What did he tell them to do in Mark 16? Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name you shall know what? You shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He didn't say they might. He said they shall. That's operating in the fullness of God. Me? I am not operating yet in the fullness of God, but I'm heading that direction. Hallelujah. I'm heading that direction. I'm pressing in. Amen. I'm pressing in. Praise God. God said it. I believe it. And we're going to see it happen. Hallelujah. He said, you know, you preach the gospel. He gave us power to preach. Preach means to, comes from kerusso. Kerusso, the Greek word, it means to carry or announce good news. Amen? You're sick, you don't have to stay that way. You're poor, you don't have to stay that way. Hallelujah. You're lost, you don't have to stay that way. Amen? Amen. We're the kingdom lost and found department. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 4. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why I take you to the word. Amen. I'm a word man. The apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 4. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen? You know, in other words, when God brings a rhema word, things in the atmosphere change. Amen? A now word. This is the time. Now is the time. Amen? You're not sitting here for no purpose or no reason. Amen? God's raising you up, whether you know it or not. Hello? That word's getting inside of you, and that word's going to become. Because when the Lord breathes upon it, it's going to flow. Let me tell you what. When the Holy Ghost breathes on something and God breathes on some things, everything that's dead comes to life. Matter of fact, when Moses went up the mount, God had to watch where he breathed. Amen? He had a kind of, Moses couldn't look at him, but God couldn't be directly in his face, because if he got the breath of God, he would have never died. Because God is life. In him, there's abundance of thereof. You know, it's kind of amazing. He says he's given us power to strengthen you and I. How many need to be strengthened? To be honest, you need to be strengthened. Look at me in Ephesians chapter 3. He sent the word and healed my disease. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said this, bless you. The Apostle Paul said this to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 3:16. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. If the inner man isn't strengthened, the outer man will never do anything for the kingdom of God. Remember, I'll say it. I probably said it here 100 times, 1,000 times. I don't know how many times I said it since 2005. God's work always begins from the inside out, not from the outside in. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. God starts his work inside, and we're all a work in progress. In other words, you are grown up more when you're seeking the Lord. You grow further inwardly than you do outwardly, but eventually the outwardly will catch up with the inwardly. The inwardly will start expressing itself on the outward. I don't know. They still look like a pretty bad sinner to me. Amen. God is faithful. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. God doesn't start what he doesn't finish. It says God is the author and finisher. He says, since you started, make sure that you don't quit. Quitters don't prosper. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. How many are winners in Christ? Winners never quit, and quitters will never win. Hallelujah. And you have to continue through his word and through prayer and praise and worship and all these things we have to build yourself up. And really, the Bible says, build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. And if you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, go in the closet and ask the Lord to fill you up. He is faithful. Amen? So many people think, well, I have to have somebody lay hands on me to receive the Holy Ghost. No, you don't. The Bible says, ask, you shall receive, seek, you shall find, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. You want the Holy Ghost? Ask for it. Separate yourself. Go in your closet and ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. Go in your closet. Go in your private area. And then when he says, start praying, you start going for it. And he starts, whatever. Your neighbors may not understand at first. If you live in an apartment complex or something. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody love Jesus here? He's given us power to assure us. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse number 5, he says this, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen? The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. It's all flowing. Amen? The fruit of the Spirit flowing. Joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, it's like, you know, when you hear the apostles say, well, I count it all joy when I faced the first trials and tribulations, knowing the trials of my faith work in patience, and patience hope, and hope experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen? I twisted those around, and I misquoted that scripture. All right? But I untwisted it. Hallelujah. And you know something? The father isn't going to beat me up at all for making a mistake. You know, he says, son, well done. You're standing up there. At least you're teaching and you're preaching. And you're living and you're walking in my word. Amen? Amen? And I study to show myself approved, to work with that need, if not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? You know, in other words, I will not speak to you and say something to you that I don't get in my own prayer room and apply to myself first. In other words, I'm not going to, half the time when I'm studying something, I say, oh, yeah, I wasn't speaking in tongues. That was the Holy Spirit convicting me with fire of the Holy Ghost in areas of my life that are out of order. Amen? And you know something about the Father? He does things decently and he does them in order. Amen? Amen? And when I look at that, when I see that, there's something really blesses my heart. And I'm quickened by the Spirit to say this. There's so much confusion in the world that we live in. And when confusion comes in, you know it isn't the Father. Hello? You know it isn't the Father because he doesn't bring confusion. He is not the artist of confusion. He does things decently and he does them in order. You know, sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with something and the Holy Spirit shows me something and I speak it out loud and all of a sudden there's all this condemnation that comes. When I spoke it out, the Father came in love. When I spoke it out, the adversary brought condemnation to try to steal what the Father was doing in love. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit the adversary started adding things to what the Holy Spirit had said. And then it was overwhelming. And God will not overwhelm you either. He knows your very character. He knows how much you can handle. Hello? I don't know if you know that or not, but that's really good teaching. Why do I say that? It doesn't have anything to do with me, because I know it's the Holy Spirit that's teaching you. I know it's the Word of God. Hallelujah. He's given us power to overcome. 2 Timothy. You say, well, you're awful bold, Pastor. I said, well, yeah. I bet you if you want somebody to fight the adversary for you, you want somebody that's bold. Hello? Hello? Hallelujah? Hallelujah? That's right, man. You know, the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, he reminded him in 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. In other words, hey, not everybody's going to be. You shared with me yesterday who gave his heart to the Lord?
Tyler
gave his heart to the Lord yesterday. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The power of the gospel to save. Hallelujah. You know, was it you? No. He was a witness. He was a vessel for God, for Tyler. Hallelujah. He's cool, man. He's ready to go hunting. So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Now I pray, I guess y'all, these folks with these iPhone Bibles. Thank God for iPhone Bibles. Hallelujah. We probably read this scripture. I was talking to the Lord about this today. I said, well, Lord, I use that passage so much. And he said, Yeah, because it's such a powerful passage. And so if you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 18, we're looking about advanced faith or advancing our faith. Verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet. How much has he put under his feet? He has put all things. How much? What has he put under his feet? What has he put over his feet? It's got to come out of your mouth. He's put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. He has put everything under him and gave us to be the head over it. The church is you and I, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen? Amen? And when you get revelation and understanding truly of who you are in Christ Jesus, you'll be just stepping on the imp's head all the time instead of the imp stepping on you. Hello? You know, he's come to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Christ came to give us life in the abundance thereof. Amen? Amen? It's all by what? By faith. For by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. No, that's Galatians 2:9, 8:9. There you go. Amen? For by grace you were saved by faith. Faith is my part. His part is the grace. For by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, the grace, or salvation, the gift of God, not of works. I didn't earn it or deserve it, lest any man should boast. So in other words, the lie I'm trying to overcome in hearts and minds tonight is that I'm not worthy to operate in this gift. I'm not worthy to operate in the power of God. That's a deception from the liar. Amen? Because it was given to you by grace and Christ Jesus, not by what you did to earn it or deserve it. Man, it didn't mean a thing. Amen? So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I don't think that's where I was going. Was it 1 Corinthians 15? Yeah, it was. I thought I had that in my heart. This is the Apostle Paul. Now, the reason I brought that up, for by grace we are saved by faith, that not of ourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay? The power is given to us by grace, by our faith, by our trust in him. Now, he gave us the Holy Spirit. We're operating in his power. One of the greatest apostles in the Word of God was the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul shared with us in 1 Corinthians 15:10. Listen to what he says. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. It was Christ's power that sustained him and that had met him on that road to Damascus and that heavenly, and he was blinded and was waiting for, and Damascus for Ananias to come and lay hands on him. Then he received the Holy Ghost in his sight. In other words, God wants you and I to know it's by grace. It's not what we earn and deserve. So what do? We study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why we're in this atmosphere. We're in here because the word becomes. And when I speak the word, now, if I just read it and don't believe it, it has no power. Hello? It's just a word. But when I speak the power with power and belief and faith, and I speak to that mountain, he said, say to this mountain, be removed. The mountain's removed. I don't care if I'm standing here or you're 100 miles away. It doesn't make a difference. Power and life and death we have in our mouth. And we have power over all the works of the adversary. And God wants us to, God's raising up an army. And he's got you here tonight because he's raising you up. Hallelujah. He's raising you up. He's raising you up to be all that he's called you to be. And all he is saying is, he's saying, I don't want you to be Carl. I want you to be James. Because if you went around like Carl, people would think you were a freak. I want you to be James, but let me work through James. I want you to be Andrew. I created you just the way I wanted you. I want you to be Andrew, but let me work through you. Amen? In other words, we're not being transformed into somebody else's image. We're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And the image he's speaking about is not physical image. It's a spiritual image because we're operating and we're moving in love. And love will cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Doesn't it make it an honor to be called by God? Man, I'm so grateful that he called me. How about you? So can we all stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Tell the devil to call back. Jesus got it. Just call it. Just tease it. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you see everyone in this room, Father God. Say with me, say, Father, thank you for calling me for a time such as now. Lord, help me to be the man or woman that you called me to be. Maybe I'd be the best one of me that you created. And Father, may you work in and through me to others. Use me for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. And I thank you, Father God, that I'm anointed and I'm appointed for such a time as now. So God, arise, enemy, be scattered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the food in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.